This is BOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. All eyes are on the U.S. state of Georgia, where votes are being counted in the crucial Senate runoff elections that will determine control of the chamber for the first years of Joe Biden's presidency. Heading into the elections, Republicans hold the majority in the Senate. The two Senate runoff elections on Tuesday are leftovers from the November election, when none of the candidates reached the 50% threshold. Two-party former advisors of President Donald Trump, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, were among the speakers at a pro-Trump rally near the White House Tuesday evening. The rally occurred ahead of Wednesday's congressional vote, expected to certify the Electoral College results, giving Biden the presidency. The White House says Trump, who continues to dispute the results, will address a gathering of supporters in Washington tomorrow as he seeks to rally support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. The rallies have police on alert for potential street confrontations. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have cleared a white police officer in the August 23rd shooting of Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha. Blake, who was black, was shot four times at close range in an incident that touched off deadly street protests in the U.S. Prosecutors said there was a knife inside Blake's car, and the officer had the right to self-defense. Blake's lawyer said he was attempting to break up a fight between two women when he was shot. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials investigating last month's massive cybersecurity breach that impacted thousands of companies and dozens of government agencies warned the hack is part of an ongoing intelligence operation likely being carried out by Russia. The intelligence agencies Tuesday made the first formal statement of attribution from U.S. officials and confirms previous comments by senior officials and lawmakers who said the evidence pointed clearly, pretty clearly, to Moscow. Late last month, software giant Microsoft said the hackers even managed to use the breach to access some of the company's heavily guarded source code, the basic programming essential to running Microsoft programs and operating systems. Dozens of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were arrested on Wednesday for breaking the city's contentious national security law. Local media in Hong Kong report former lawmakers were among the more than 50 activists taken into custody in the biggest crackdown yet against the Democratic opposition under the new law. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislature election. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned at the time they may be violating the new law. The security law was imposed by Beijing on the former British colony in June. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They are going for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before most can even begin their journeys, they face roadblocks, with Beijing not yet granting them entry. The WHO's emergency director, Michael Ryan, said Tuesday that the problem was a lack of visa clearances that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had refused to confirm the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring sensitivity of their mission. COVID-19 was detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. And the United States has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's steel industry. In the latest move, the UN's pressure against Tehran in the waning days of President Trump's presidency. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.